being perfect, it seems impossible. We often just shrug when we mess up and say, well, we're only human, we can't be perfect. But Christ tells us today to be perfect, just as our Heavenly Father is perfect. Jesus doesn't qualify it with another statement or go and suggest that it's out of our reach. Instead, Christ tells us to be perfect. The Sermon on the Mount has been building in intensity over the last few weeks, beginning with the Beatitudes, then moving to tell us to be light of the world, and he goes on to challenge us with some pretty hard stuff last week. And now here we are at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, and Christ tells us to be perfect. Christ's teachings are challenging and seemingly impossible, yet that is what he asks us to do if we are to be his follower. Sadly, instead of rising to the challenge, I think oftentimes we respond with a shrug. It seems so lofty a challenge that we can't imagine living up to it. Who could be perfect after all? But that's what Christ calls us to do. Christ wants us to rise up and be more. I think it is interesting to really reflect on what Christ is saying to us today in the last section on this Sermon on the Mount. He challenges us not to be satisfied with being like everyone else. He challenges us to go beyond obligation and cross over into sacrificial love. Not just sacrificial love for our loved ones, but sacrificial love for our enemies. He tells us not to act like everyone around us, and instead act like him. To live our life for others, even our enemies, to such an extent that we die for them. Now that seems impossible. But yet again, it's what Christ calls us to, and he himself gives us the perfect example when he dies on the cross. As Christians, we should look and act differently than the people around us. There should be a noticeable difference between us and the world. And here in Hancock County, it's no different than anywhere. And there are more people in this county who don't go to church or believe in God than do. And so here at this own church, we can look at our own parish and see that there are plenty of folks who don't show up and regularly participate on Sundays or even in parish life. We can look at our kids and see that most of them don't go to church any longer. We can blame this on plenty of things, and we have heard all the excuses. But I think it's time that we take on the responsibility our own selves and look at the beam in our own eye. So does our life really look like what Christ is calling us to live in the Sermon on the Mount? Are we the radicals that Christ is calling us to be? I think we all do a pretty good job of doing what is required of us, and that's why we look like our neighbors instead of looking like Christ. But that's what Christ calls us to. He calls us to more. There is no way to be normal in the eyes of the world when we are living as Christ is calling us to live. The world talks a lot about love, but it's really lust. The world talks a lot about loving others, but it's really only as long as they love us and do what we want them to do. Christ calls us to sacrificial love in every corner of our life, to give of ourselves until it hurts, to go above and beyond simple obligation into a deep, self-giving love. We cannot look like normal people if we really live as Christ calls us to live. I think if we actually lived as Christ called us to live, then we would look different. People would see Christians in a different light, and I think we would find more people here at church. This place is called to be different. We are called to be radicals and weirdos. We are called to be crazy in the eyes of the world. But that's because the world is wrong, and Christ is not. We are called to be perfect like Christ. That means love that pushes us beyond obligation and comfort. It means love that is sacrificial. It means that our relationship with God should inconvenience us on a regular basis. But ultimately, none of that should matter. Because when we truly love someone, we think nothing of sacrifices and inconveniences. We just do it because we love them. That's what Christ calls us to today. And with his grace, we can be perfect.